Well, good afternoon. It's a great feeling to come in on a Monday and know at this point of the season, at the end of the first quarter of the season, that the Minnesota Vikings are in first place in our division, which is great for our team. And a lot of football ahead of us, a lot of work to be done between now and, you know, December. But at this first quarter, very pleased with where our team is and some of the things that we're doing, although we know we have a lot of room for improvement. There's a lot of work to be done. We'll work towards trying to improve. We came out pretty good injury-wise. Michael Jenkins had a rib contusion. He came back in the game. Other than that, you know, everybody else finished pretty good. Aaron Henderson still hasn't been cleared yet. We'll hopefully have an update sometime today or tomorrow, but at this point has not been cleared. Most of the other guys that competed, we should have them at practice on Wednesday. Some may be a little bit more limited than others, but we should be in pretty good shape. Just can't say enough about, you know, our special teams. To come up with 14 points on special teams to open the game with a kickoff return, open a half with a punt return, I mean, pretty good stuff. Mike Prefer did a great job in preparing our guys throughout the week. He saw some things on tape that he thought we could take advantage of, and sure enough, just like we practiced, it came to fruition. And then our defense playing the way they played. I mean, a suffocating defense throughout. That was a very good offense we faced, averaging almost 30 points a game, and to hold them 13 points and one touchdown, and to limit Calvin Johnson, one of the best wide receivers in our game, to 5 catches for 50-some yards, to stuff their run game. Just a great effort all the way across the board by our defense. Our offense played well, no turnovers. You know, Christian, I think, may be the only quarterback in our league that hasn't turned the ball over to rush for over 100 yards. You know, Adrian's first 100-yard rushing game since his injury. So just a lot of good things. Just like the way our offensive line dominated the line of scrimmage, did a good job of opening up holes. A team victory on the road against a divisional opponent, it's a hard thing to do. I mean, it's hard to win on the road. And our guys found a way to make it happen. So very excited about some of the things that are happening at this point.
Defensively, what changed there? I mean, that San Francisco game, the first two games they played okay, but there were some issues. And that San Francisco game, there seemed to be a turning of the whole defense, and it kept up yesterday. As the former coordinator, what changed? Mentality change? I mean, are guys just playing better? What adjustments?
I think some of it was the mentality, but also I think Allen – getting a groove for our players and getting a better understanding and a feel for how to utilize some of our players. But for sure, you know, our players also taking some ownership in some of the things we were trying to do and really want to set the tone as a defense about how we play. And it's been great to see. Now, we've only played 4 games, but they were doing some good things. We were struggling a little bit in some 2-minute situations, but they were doing some good things. But they've, as you mentioned, really amped it up and played extremely well these last couple of weeks. But I think it's a combination of Allen getting a better feel for our guys and how to utilize them, and then our players taking some ownership and to some of the things we're asking them to do.
How do you think this team will handle success?
I think a lot better than we did after week one. Just seeing how we responded after the Indy game and then coming back after San Francisco. I think we're maturing, Joe. I think we're growing as a team. You know, this will be a little headed for them. This is new territory for most of our guys. But I got a feeling they'll handle it the right way.
Seems like you guys did not blitz a lot when defensively. Was that just in order to have more in the secondary to help out with Calvin and some of their receiving threats?
Yeah, it was a game plan decision. We had some things up for this game just in case, but really didn't have to go to them. You know, we did a great job with our 4-man rush. I thought Jared and Brian and Latroy Guyon, along with Kevin, I thought they did a great job throughout the day. Everson Griffin putting pressure on the quarterback without our having to blitz. I mean, they had him running around all day long. And so when that happens, you don't have to bring pressure. And we were able to not give up the big plays, you know, over the top of the defense. So it wasn't necessary.
You mentioned yesterday how dialed in this team was late last week, particularly Friday. What do you attribute that sharpened focus to?
You know, we've been hitting on it, Dan. You know, from that end of game on, just how important the focus and the preparation has to be every single week. And I think you have to attribute our leadership on the team, you know, guys buying into what we're talking about and then spreading it in the locker room. And I think our coaches just setting the tone, you know, for our players as to how we need to practice, what needs to happen to be successful in this league. And then it goes back to the leadership on the team saying, okay, you know, they're right. This is what we need to do. And then spreading and making sure guys are doing that. So a combination of what our coaching staff is doing along with the leadership on our team.
When you look at the defense, especially the secondary, how much of it is confidence in the scheme and the game plan and everything like that too?
I think that's part of it, Brian, but also having the necessary tools to execute the game plan. That, to me, is more, I don't want to say more important, but as important as having a good game plan. When you've got the tools to work with in the secondary, your game plan can be executed. It can be, your goals can be accomplished. We're better in the secondary than we have been in the past. We made some plays yesterday on a couple balls that, I don't know, a year ago if we would have made those plays. So I think a combination of having better talent along with guys understanding, you know, what's being asked of them, it's a combination of why we played as well as we did in the secondary.
Can you talk about the depth in your defense as well? You've been able to keep going, you know, losing a starting safety without Aaron. I mean, are you surprised at all by how the depth has come through on that side of the ball?
Not completely, because that was one of the goals. I know when Rick and the personnel department talked about what we were trying to get accomplished from a roster standpoint, that was one of the major conversations, improving our depth. We know we're going to have some injuries. We've experienced injuries here in the past couple of years, in the secondary in particular. So that was a point of emphasis, to improve our depth, to upgrade it to the point where if there was an injury, there wouldn't be such a big drop-off that we've witnessed here in the past. And, you know, I credit our scouting department for doing a good job in that area. So now when we rotate defensive linemen, you don't feel, you know, as handcuffed as you would in the past. When you lose a guy linebacker, you don't feel as strained as you have in the past. And the same is true in our secondary. So you hope that you don't have injuries, but they do occur. And depending on where that injury occurs, it could really have a major impact on your team if you don't have quality depth. And fortunate for us, I think we have pretty good depth.
When Henderson and Raymond are ready to come back, would there be somewhat of a reluctance or hesitancy to make a switch because things are going well with what you got going now, the players you put in there?
No, I don't think so. Hopefully we'll get Aaron back here real soon and we'll get him going again. And, you know, with Mr. Trowell, a few more weeks. But when they're able to play, you know, we'll plug them right back in.
Or because of the way Jasper's played, would you consider him being in nickel with Chad?
Jasper's played pretty good. He did a good job yesterday against a high-powered passing offense. So, you know, we'll have to take a real hard look at, you know, where he is in the passing game and where Aaron will be when he comes back. So we'll talk about it when Aaron gets back.
Some of the plays that Harrison's made, too, and, you know, you look at the hit on Johnson in the end zone there. How much does that change maybe what the offense is looking at when they see your secondary?
I think it definitely sends a message. I mean, the hits that Jamarca delivered yesterday, along with what Harrison did, both of those safeties did a real good job of putting some stuff on tape that opposing offenses will look at and hopefully think twice about, you know, going in those areas. I think it does send a message.
What's most changed for Guyon for you? What are you most impressed with? He really had a big game last night, but I know Chad Greenery was talking about, they've talked to him about taking more of a leadership role, and they've really seen that change. Have you?
Yeah, he's become done so much more professional about his work and his approach to work. And we talked a lot during the offseason. He really wanted to show his teammates, along with our staff, that he was taking his job more serious. You know, he was awarded a contract in the offseason. He was very grateful for that. And, you know, I expressed to him the way to show your gratitude is to be a pro about your business, about what you have to do on the football field. And he spent a lot more time in the classroom and studying and preparing for opponents, and is showing up on the field. He's playing exceptionally well for us, but he's taking his game to another level as far as his preparation. He's had the physical tools, but now he's really becoming a student of the game.
Did Adrian seem like he had a little more burst yesterday? Yep, getting a little stronger as the season goes on?
I thought so. I thought, you know, like I mentioned last night, he looked more like the Adrian of old than at any point in this young season. He had some runs that showed the strength, the power, the elusiveness that we've seen in the past. And it was just great to see. You know, there was no hitch anywhere. He looked good.
Just
Back, how much attention did you notice them putting towards Percy? Obviously, it seemed like they had a very focused game plan to take him out of things.
No doubt about it. I mean, there were a number of times we looked, and they've got guys bracketing. They rotating the safeties to play the reverse. I mean, they had a good plan, a good Percy plan. And fortunate for us, you know, we were able to run the football as well as we were, and we were able to get some plays down the field to Jerome that helped us to get some explosive plays. So, it was a good job by Detroit. Credit them for what they did.
Was there something that you saw in Detroit, why Adrian was running just between the tackles as much as he was versus trying to get to the outside, or is there still some hesitancy with his knee the way it is?
No, I mean, you know, we just felt like for this team and for what they do and what we wanted to be able to do, these were the best runs, and it turned out to be the case. So, purely game plan.
Seeing him make some of those cuts, is it amazement? Do you almost hold your breath a little bit?
Just relieved, you know, every time he makes a cut and he gets back up and jogs to the huddle. I just happy to see, you know, you don't ever want to take that for granted. I mean, he's a special back, there's no question about it. And to see him run the way he ran yesterday with such authority and to continue to pound even late in the game is just good for our team.
What are you seeing from Everson Griffin? Is he showing he can be more of a situational pass rusher?
Oh, without question. I mean, he's growing as a player, becoming much more physical in the run game, not just a guy you count on in third down situations. I mean, we even got him in there in early down situations yesterday, and he made some good plays against the run. But the fact that he gives us so much versatility as a D lineman who can play the end position, he can play the tackle position, we drop him in coverage, we stand him up and play him like a linebacker. So his versatility allows us to do a lot of things on defense, and he's very, very valuable to us.
When you put Gerhardt in, did Peterson need a break or did Gerhardt need a confidence builder?
We wanted to get Toby in there. You know, we have set moments where we want to get him in a ball game. So a little bit of both, Bob. There were times where we wanted to get Adrian out, give him a breather, but also to get Toby in because we wanted to be able to get him some reps also and take some of the reps off of Adrian.
Jared just cramping a little bit, Jared Allen?
Yeah. He started cramping some during the game and, you know, had to take him out and let someone else get some of those snaps.
The offensive line, which is usually a good thing. Could you talk about how the kind of game they had yesterday?
I thought they played extremely well. Maybe their best game to this point as a group. And I thought they did a good job the week before, but to open up holes the way they did and to grind the ball in that fourth quarter the way we did, when the opposing team knows that you have to run the ball or you're going to run the football because we're trying to, you know, take a little clock. Just impressed with the way Charlie played, Matt throughout, John. That's a pretty good defensive front that they have over there. I mean, they do a good job of getting after your offensive line. And our guys stood up, took it to them throughout. For us to rush for 100, that's a good sign for us.
Adrian Jefferson got, I think, as much playing time as he has yet this year. Is that just based on the personnel that Detroit was putting out there when you had him in and when Josh was in? Or is it to give Josh a break since there were so many three receiver sets?
Yeah, Josh... we had to take him out for a period of time where he was a little fatigued, so we had to get AJ in. But we did have some situations where we wanted AJ in based on the personnel they had on the field. But also, Josh got a little fatigued, and we wanted to make sure he was hydrated properly, and then we took him off the field for a little bit.
The penalty that was called on Josh for the body slam, is that a legitimate penalty, or is that a gray area kind of situation there?
That's one of the ones we'll send into the league and get some clarification on, because we'd like to get some clarification on that one. I know I would.
I mean, it's hard to coach a player not to hit, right? I mean,
yeah, it seemed like a tackle. Just seemed like a tackle. Now, it was a hard tackle, but it is football. So we're going to get some clarification from the league.
Has the league ever said anything down about getting somebody an airball? Because it didn't look like there was anything wrong with it, but it could have been they thought it was a body slam.
Yeah, I've never seen anything written that we couldn't tackle guy that way, so I'm interested to see what the league has to say.
Leslie, you talked about the buy-in from the younger players. When did you kind of start seeing that process happen, and has this been building for a while?
Joe, I go all the way back to when we came back on April 23rd and began our off-season conditioning program. The attendance was outstanding during that phase, and it continued right on through the OTAs, the mandatory minicamp. I mean, these are voluntary sessions, but the attendance that we had here gave me an indication that the guys were really hungry to have success, and that's what you need to see. I mean, we had over 90% participation throughout the offseason. And when you're trying to flip the script, you're trying to get things changed, changing the culture a little bit, you need everybody to participate. And otherwise, you're just talking to a small percentage of the team. And we had great participation, which that's where the process began as far as turning things around for us this offseason. And once we got to training camp, I mean, guys kind of had an understanding of what was expected out of every position and every player.
When you look at some of the passing offense struggles, how much of that was due to them really focusing on Percy, and does Christian have to do anything different there?
A lot of it had to do with what they were doing defensively and how they were defending our, you know, our offense. And some of it, you know, once we got into maybe midway through the third, late in the fourth, you know, we had a different approach from an offensive standpoint. You know, I think we'll be fine in the passing game. We all saw some things that we think will help us going forward. But we also can anticipate teams trying to defend us similar to what Detroit did yesterday. So we'll have to adjust a little bit.
Were you pleased with the impact Jerome made?
Without question. I mean, those PI penalties to give us the field position that they gave us, the threat that he gives us vertically, that catch he made late in the fourth quarter, that was a big-time catch. Great throw by Christian, but the adjust, I mean, that was pretty good coverage by that defensive back. But to make the play on the ball that he did, that's where we need that. So very, very impressed with some things he did in the short time we've had him. So, all right, thanks, guys.